Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com. Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Every generation of American music has a new story to tell and a new sound to carry it. 21-year-old singer-songwriter Willie Mason found the roots of his in the folk music his parents played and in the roaring, alienated cry of 1990s grunge music. Willie Mason's own performing story is one that's unfolded young and on tour. For the last 2 years, he's been coming of age on the road and on stage in America, in Europe, in the UK, where his song Oxygen has gone platinum and become a youth anthem for a generation of young people who've grown up knowing they're being sold and marketed and spun nonstop by the pop culture industry and everyone else. Next up, he'll be opening for Radiohead. Today, he's in our studio with his guitar. This hour on Point, we're talking with a new voice, singer-songwriter Willie Mason, about American roots music on the other side of punk and grunge. You can join the conversation. What does honest music sound like to you these days? What sounds organic? What sounds true? And do you hear it in the songs of Willie Mason? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Later in the hour, we'll put our ears to the new Bob Dylan radio show that premiered yesterday on XM Satellite Radio. But joining me now in the studio with his guitar is Willie Mason. His newly reissued album is Where the Humans Eat. Willie Mason, wonderful to have you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Also with us in studio on viola and wonderful whistle, thank you, is Nina Violet. Nina, great to have you as well.
Thanks, good to be here.
Willie Mason's side woman on his current tour. And here we are, back in the USA, out of the UK. What's it like to have a track that's platinum in the United Kingdom and, you know, kind of fringe and funky in the home country?
It's a relief.
What do you mean?
It's a relief. It's to come home and to be able to have had a taste of, you know, what sometimes feel like a minstrel show over there, come home and just be kind of like, have to get back to work to prove myself a bit more here, you know, and to be able to look people in the eye without second-guessing everything, you know what I'm saying? And just come to terms with it so that I'm prepared for everything that's to come.
Not a platinum-selling singer, but just a singer here, and, right. and maybe freed by that. We want to hear a lot of this music in this hour, Willie and Nina, and hear your story as well. I wish you'd get us started just so we can kind of hear where you're coming from. You've got a track, So Long. We'd love to hear it. Tell us about it and take it away.
Okay, well, this is a song of mine that I wrote in my last year of high school. I actually found the lyrics after I'd been away from home for a bit and came back to clean out my room at my mom's house. And I found the lyrics crumpled up in the trash underneath some half-finished college applications. I put music to them.
So Long with Willie Mason and Nina Violet.
Last night, because I couldn't sleep, my conscience felt the paradox of law between the sheets. When I woke up this morning, I knew I had a song to sing, but I'm too scared to sing it now. There's no time for daydreams. Camped out on the floor of a university, saw kids running so fast that they could barely see. Bars across my window for my own safety. I wonder, is this really where I wanna be? So long, so long, I'll be moving on. So long. and all. Dirty, dirty feet from the concert in the grass. I wanted to believe that freedom there could last. 16 eyes now watch me for the choice I'm bound to make. Their doubt threatens to draw me from the path I'm bound to take. So long, so long, I'll be moving, moving on. So long, so long, I'll be moving on. You remember when we were young, we could name the things we ran from. But are your shadows hiding now, when anxiety is the nightmare which hero is gonna come around? Well, I'll come around if you'll come around. So long, so long, I'll be moving, moving on. So long, so long, I'll be moving, moving on, moving on, moving on.
Willie Mason with Nina Violette there with the song So Long. Rolling Stone calls Willie Mason equal parts hobo and Holden Caulfield. Precocious lyricism, spare jangly guitar, and a world-weary voice that sounds older than his years, and that would be 21 years. Willie Mason, you grew up on Martha's Vineyard. Your parents were folk players. You got picked up, in a way, by Connor Oberst, Bright Eyes, big Omaha, Nebraska music maven these days. How did that happen?
Well, I was in high school, and I was writing songs and passing them around to some other kids who were singers in the area. Mm-hmm. And I wrote one song for this, or I finished this one song for a kid to play, and his producer played it on the Sunday night radio show, which was in turn heard by a friend of Connor's on the Cape. And he contacted me, got a demo of the rest of the stuff I'd been working on at that time, and invited me out to see Connor play in Northampton with Bright Eyes.
Out in central Massachusetts,
yeah. Yeah, and that was on a Sunday, and then that night I ended up on the tour bus and woke up in Vermont. And that second night in Vermont, while I was watching the show, Connor called me up on stage to play a song.
And off you went. How long did it take before you were on tour in the UK? And what? How did that happen? I mean, you don't just jump from, you know, a tour bus in Vermont in one piece of a gig on stage to being a platinum seller in the UK.
Well, from there, I went back to finish school. And then, I mean, if it was in my last year of high school, I finished that, and then I went to New York, and I'd say I spent about a year probably, or at least 6 months, hanging out and, like, couch surfing in New York, playing the occasional gig, sometimes traveling around a bit to play gigs elsewhere.
Couch surfing, I love that. Yes, I know what that's like.
Yeah, it was nice for a while. I got good at packing a backpack.
Right.
And then, so after about 6 months or so, I was playing a gig at South by Southwest in Texas.
That's in Austin, the sort of, festival there?
Right? Yeah, it's like a music festival, mm-hmm. conference, mm-hmm. a lot of speakers. Mm-hmm. And there was, at my gig, one of the few audience members happened to be a Radio 1 DJ.
Radio 1, that's as in BBC?
BBC, yeah.
And it was, as I've read, there were very few people there, but one very important person.
Exactly.
There, the BBC DJ.
Exactly.
He took back a song that became a big hit in the UK. Just how big?
I'm not sure. It was pretty big.
Oxygen.
They played it a lot, yeah, and it sold a lot of records and all that good stuff. From there, then I did one support tour with Ben Queller.
Yeah.
To back up that radio play. And then from there, I put out a record and was doing my own headline shows, you know,
and off
in
you
another
went.
6 months or so. Yeah.
We'll hear more about that, and we'll hear your UK hit Oxygen after the break here. But I want to ask you, in what you just played, I mean, as we came in, you and Nina were playing Hank Williams' Lovesick Blues a bit behind us. Mm-hmm. We just heard your track So Long. You know, that sounds in many dimensions very traditional to me. It hardly, I'm not hearing Nirvana and Rage Against the Machine too loud in there, or are they? Are they tucked away in everything you play?
Well, I think those bands that I listened to growing up and was influenced by, it was more of a influence the development of my identity, my social identity, I think, because the music that I'm getting mostly comes from my parents and the music that they turned on to me. And that was, once I started accepting the music that they were passing on to me, it was the first time I felt like I could sort of sing from the heart without any sense of irony or being an imposter or anything like that. It was like completely natural. So I would say musically, the influence comes straight from my parents, but the things that I'm singing about and the sense of identity that I share along with my peers comes from those artists.
The things you're singing about, and we'll hear as soon as we come back in Oxygen, some pretty contemporary stuff here. Singing about Ritalin, singing about wanting to be cooler than TV, stronger than bombs, richer than industry. There's some old and new there. I love your reference, you know, to, freed you to be free from irony and posing, which, as I read your story, sounds like the new coin of the realm, at least for the people who are gathering around Willie Mason. Willie Mason is with us in the studio with Nina Violet, his side woman on viola, 21-year-old singer-songwriter. His first album, Where the Humans Eat, has just been re-released on Astral Works Records. We're going to come back and hear his big hit in the U.K., Oxygen. We'll go out of this segment with Willie Mason's Gotta Keep Moving. People have compared him to Bob Dylan, to Johnny Cash. What do you think? What do you hear? We're at 1-800-423-8255. Is this the genuine voice of a new generation? 1-800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
I can't sleep in this cold bed. I can't sleep in this cold bed. Yeah, just roll your eyes and turn your head.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with 21-year-old singer-songwriter Willie Mason about American roots music on this side of punk and grunge, about coming of age on stage, on the road, maybe about a new generation's search for the real, the organic, the true, the genuine. You can join the conversation. Are you looking for a new, young, honest voice in American music? Are you open to it? Do you need it? And what's the job of each new generation of singers? To entertain us, sure. But what else? What's missing from what you hear when you turn on the radio today or your iPod? Is this it? Is Willie Mason onto something? His first album, Where the Humans Eat, came first out in 2004, big in the UK, just re-released on Astral Works Records. His single, Oxygen, went platinum in the UK, became a youth anthem there, selling over 100,000 copies. He grew up in Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. He's heading this week to Europe for a string of dates opening for Radiohead. He's with me in the studio today with Nina Violet on viola. Nina, Willie, I wish you'd play your big hit, Oxygen, for us.
Okay.
I want to be better than oxygen, so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I want to speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I want to be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing along and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance, 'cause we speak in silence every time our eyes meet. On and on and on it goes, the world, it just keeps spinning, until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew.
I look for heroes in my search for identity, but none of them seem to be quite what they want me to think. They're put together just like parts in a factory that builds personalities and sells them on TV. I go and meditate for days in my closet to shut out these prophets who show me the ways I should be. I want to see through all the lies of society to the reality. Happiness is at stake. I want to hold up my head with dignity, proud of a life where to give means more than to take. I want to live beyond the modern mentality where paper is all that you're really taught to create. I know it sounds like a dream, but it's the only thing that can get me to sleep at night. I know it's hard to believe, but it's easy to see that something here isn't right. I know the future looks dark, but it's there that the kids of today must carry the light. On and on and on it goes, the world, it just keeps spinning. Until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew. If I'm afraid to catch a dream, I'll weave your baskets and I'll float them down the river stream. Each one I'll weave with words I speak to carry love to your relief. On and on and on it goes, the world, it just keeps spinning. Until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew.
Willie Mason with Nina Violet and his big hit in the UK, Oxygen. Close my eyes and start again anew, the lyric we're wrapping up with there. What do you think? Devin's calling from Providence, Rhode Island. Hi, Devin. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Well, great. What do you hear, Devin?
Well, you were asking about, you know, the new generation of music and stuff, and mm-hmm. I'd just like to comment that I've become kind of disenchanted, I guess, with pop music especially, and even the indie stuff. It's all sounding a little generic and the same. I guess what I've turned to is more international music. I spent a year in Africa, and now I've come back, and I'm listening to a lot of, you know, the Kwaito from South Africa and Ali Faka Tura, you know, the Malaysian fellow who just died recently, mm-hmm. but... because they're talking about some, you know, more pertinent things, I guess, especially in South Africa, you know, that the generation post-apartheid, and they've got serious issues that they're actually facing, not the privileged stuff that you hear from.
So do you have to hear it in an international envelope, in an African envelope, for that to break through for you, Devin? What about what we're hearing from Willie Mason right here? He's got some pretty contemporary thoughts in this song.
Well, I have to admit that this is the first time I've heard about him, but I'm definitely going to, you know, get on iTunes as soon as I can and check out some stuff because, yeah, this is a really nice blues organic sound I really enjoy. And, you know, I think he has sort of a legitimate organic voice, as you say.
Devin, it's great to hear from you. Thanks for your call. Let's get a call from San Francisco. Dave is on the line. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Willie, I knew Bob Dylan in Minneapolis when he was younger than you, but kind of in exactly the same place. I'm the one who turned him on to Woody Guthrie's autobiography. And what amazes me that he burst out, watched the parking meters blowing in the wind with the same message for his generation of kids that you have today. And I see that lineage, Woody Guthrie, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Bob Dylan, and now you going ahead. Congratulations, brother. You're taking on something that's very important.
Wow, that's pretty great. Dave, thanks for your call. Willie, how does that kind of endorsement sound, feel?
It's very heavy. I'm honored to feel to have a part in that school, I guess. I mean, I think time will tell if I really am, if I really do have as much to offer as these big heroes in our history, but it does give me motivation and a feeling of importance about my craft to put all my effort into it.
You know, there's so much water over the dam since Woody Guthrie was singing, since Bob Dylan was singing, so much history. You speak straight to it in your song here, Oxygen, saying, the world keeps on spinning until I'm dizzy, time to breathe, close my eyes and start again anew. Mm. And I guess that's what every generation has to do. But I feel this greater hunger than I knew before in your generation. You're 21 now. You really grew up completely in the media era when everything mm-hmm. was marketed and packaged. That hunger for organic, it was there before, but it seems even more acute now. Do you feel that in the way, let's say, in the UK, when the way they responded to this, what became an anthem, I assume they sing it along with you mm-hmm. in the halls in the UK. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're yearning for when they sing?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that people, I think that growing up today, there's such a lack of a cultural identity, a sense of comfort in oneself, and a sense of connection with one's environment. It's difficult to feel connected to, like, sort of the strip mall towns that we see mm-hmm. popping up in America. The architecture, the buildings, the way that the food is brought from where it grows from to the people, the whole process feels so disjointed that it's very difficult to find one's place, I think. And I think it's like a matter of it's becoming more and more a matter of survival at this point, that we need to find a more solid sense of self, I think. And a lot of that comes from culture, which music is included, and some of it comes from lifestyle. And I think all the people are really searching, and there are very few examples to live by these days.
21 years old, Willie Mason, and reaching back and reaching ahead at the same time. I want to live beyond the modern mentality, he sings, where paper is all that you're really taught to create. Willie, Nina, we'd love to hear some more. Can you play, what have you got, Live It Up for us? I think this is not on the album Where the Humans Eat, but we'd love to hear it.
Okay, yeah, I'll throw this. This is I wrote this song. Saturday school. I was late too many times, so.
Saturday school.
Sun don't set in Gettysville, the place that I call home. A thousand people walk these streets, but we're still all alone. The city's isolation, like the drug that paves the roads. Take the subway uptown to my mother's place. She's got a thousand friends, but all they know of her's her face. All alone inside her head, her thoughts begin to race. Live it up, live it up, they say. Live it up, no time to waste your life away. Next door to me, the ceiling leaks, cracks stretch across the walls. Like skeletons of dreams deceased, too brittle to evolve. He lies beneath his plastic sheets, bitter and blind to all. Shadows beneath his sunken eyes now taint all that he sees. Like burned and blackened photographs, life is easier a dream. He settles for a cheap escape, forgets all he live it up. Live it up, they say. Live it up. Things haven't always been this way. I watched my whole world crumble as I dried my mother's tears, and learned to never stumble as I calmed my father's fears. They say I've seen a lot, they say I'm wise beyond my years. Though my castle may have crumbled, I won't face the world alone. The youth has seen the rubble, and we're ready for the load. As this city burns, my generation's shouting in the roads. Live it up. Live it up, we say. Live it up. Things haven't always been this way. Live it up. We'd better turn this boat around. If we keep on following the gold, someday we are gonna run aground. Live it up. Live it up, we say. Live it up, 'cause now it's in our hands to make the change.
Willie Mason with Live It Up, Nina Violet on viola there. And this from a young man who was, what, 16 on 9/11, singing Youth Has Seen the Rubble and We're Ready for the Load. Gosh, I mean, I've got to take some comfort in that. I'm glad that you are. I'm glad that you are. That was a lot of rubble.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what you were specifically writing about there, but we can't help thinking of it.
Well, there's plenty of rubble around.
Yeah, yes, there is. Meredith is calling from Portsmouth, Rhode Island. Hi, Meredith. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm on my cell phone, so I hope you can hear me.
Just fine. Thanks, Marilyn.
Great. I just wanted to say that the first time I heard Willie's song Oxygen on the radio was WMBY, which I listen to all the time, and I got goosebumps the first time I heard it, and I said, wow, now that is what you call poetry. So I find him very much like a young Dylan, and it's not easy to cut through all of the information that we're bombarded with and come up with a kernel of truth. And I think that he has really gotten to the crux of the issue. And I think the issue is maybe a spiritual yearning, and it seems so simple, yet it's so overlooked today. And I see a very Zen Buddhist spiritual yearning in his writing, and the idea of just connecting with people and getting beyond appearances is very important, and I think he's really tapped into that. He's tapped into that source. I think he's wonderful.
Meredith, we hear it, and we thank you very much for your call. Willie, that's a pretty big thumbs up from listener Meredith there.
Thanks, Meredith.
That's pretty nice. Tell us about the difference between playing for American audiences and British audiences. What's your reception like there and here?
I mean, I would... To be honest, the only difference comes, you know, depending on the venue, whether or not I'm headlining the show. You know, there's a huge difference between opening and headlining. Sometimes it's just a whole different thing. And other than that, you know, it's just
feedback from the audience, same thing. And now soon you'll be opening.
Good and bad, depending.
Good and bad. You'll be opening for Radiohead. Wow, that's pretty big scale.
Yeah, very.
What's your first date? Where?
The first date will be in Copenhagen, I believe, like day after tomorrow.
Wow, fantastic. We'll go on to this section with some Radiohead. Willie Mason will be opening from them, and very soon. Listeners, you can join us. What do you hear in the music of young Mr. Mason? Dylan-era listeners, what do you hear? Johnny Cash fans, how about you? And young listeners, Bright Eyes fans, Radiohead junkies, what do you hear in Willie Mason? Are you ready to put him on the charts? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Support for On Point comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Bicon Dental Implants, offering short implants that can eliminate the need for bone grafting. Information is available at Bicon.com, B-I-C-O-N.com. And RHR International, an executive and organizational development firm committed to integrating executives into new roles.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking with 21-year-old singer-songwriter Willie Mason about coming of age on stage, on the road, about a new generation's search for the real, the organic, the true, the genuine. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Willie Mason is in the studio with us with Nina Violet on viola. Willie, Nina, I wish you'd play Fear No Pain.
Gonna be leaving. I'm gonna be leaving soon, this I know. I'm gonna be leaving soon, where the water tastes like moonshine. Leaving soon, this I know. Don't you miss me then. Don't you miss me when I go. Don't you miss me then. Just sleep, my lady friend, and wait till I come home. Ain't gonna fear no pain. I ain't gonna fear no pain anymore. I ain't gonna fear no pain. Ain't nothing worth that strain. I'm gonna walk in the hands of the Lord. God won't do me wrong. God won't do me wrong, this I know. God won't do me wrong. My steps became so strong, now I know He won't do me wrong.
Willie Mason with Fear No Pain, Nina Violet accompanying there and on the viola. That's just terrific. John's calling from Savannah, Georgia. Hi, John. You're on the air. Hello, John. Are you there, my friend?
Yes, hello.
Hi. What do you hear?
You know, I would just like to say, first and foremost, sounds great being the same age as Willie. I'm 21 and I'm a struggling artist. I'm opening up for a funk band and he's opening up for Radiohead.
Go, man, go.
That's all right. I just want to say it sounds great. But I also hear a lot of similar artists today, you know, very struggling artists, people like Ray LaMontage. I want to know if Willie's familiar with Ray LaMontage at all.
Yeah, I actually did a short tour with Ray opening up for him.
Yeah, I kind of hear a little bit of that, and I just think he's fantastic. And I just,
he's
great. I just wanted to say a lot of, I think there's a lot of artists out there like you just trying to do the same message. A lot of, simplistic, I'm not saying simplistic in a bad way, but simplistic right. chords and just really beautiful haunting melodies. And, and that's all I want to say. It sounds great, man. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Thanks, man. A lot of good stuff out there.
We've got it, John, and thanks for your call. Willie, what about the simplicity issue? Are you looking for simplicity directly? Is that just the way it comes out?
I've written in many different styles, and I think the more simply I can say something, the more people will understand what I'm saying. So and it's part of the art, part of what I'm trying to accomplish is saying something so that it can be heard.
Straight ahead.
And that comes out usually simply is better.
And what about John saying that there's a sound you can find. You've got your own angle on it, but others have angles on it. It's got lineage back to folk singing and Dylan and the rest. Do you feel part of a movement, or do you feel out on your own moonbeam?
No, I mean, you know, because of the nature of our culture now that is so spread out over such a vast territory, growing up, you know, geographically, I was fairly isolated from a lot of the cultural stuff that was happening in the rest of the country.
In your island world of Martha's Vineyard off Massachusetts, but Nina was there.
But Nina was there playing, you know, a lot of acoustic music there. Yeah. But I think that the time, it seems like given the times that we're living in, it's only natural for certain trends to emerge. And so I do feel part of that because I'm experiencing this. The same world and the same morning news as everybody else.
And so there you are with it. David's calling from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Well. What do you hear, David?
Well, I'm just really interested about the aspect of thinking about music in terms of our almost super saturation to it. And I think that even touching on things like MySpace, for example, we're just constantly paraded by different types of music and types of genres. I think that it's really interesting to try and compare, I would say, any band that's out today to anything as paramount as Dylan or maybe even the Beatles or even, I mean, Radiohead kind of broke before before our kind of super saturation to music.
You're saying there's so much out there now that no one can break through in the way that bands used to break through, or individuals?
I mean, when you even think about the way that we personally purchase music now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, most people will go through iTunes and not even buy the album. They'll just kind of...
Each in our own silo, kind of going after that rifle shot purchase.
So I think that it's kind of, when you think of the short attention span of our society right now, it seems as though music now is just going to be it's going to be based by musical genres as opposed to seminal bands. So I think that you'll find things like Belle and Sebastian. I was actually listening to a radio program last night on MIT, and they were saying they referred to Belle and Sebastian as tweed pop. And I was just fascinated by the fact that they would go through so much painstaking such attempts to actually create a genre such as that.
So it's an ocean out there, and what gets highlighted in it is a very interesting question of whether anything can really stand up as it once might have. David, thanks for your call. Let me get one more call from Blackfoot, Idaho. Julie's on the line. Hi, Julie. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm appreciating the richness of your voice and the authenticity that's coming through with your words. And the thing that I keep thinking about that I want you to know is take all those references to previous artists, gather them up in a little sugar cube in your hand and crush them and just kind of blow them off there and allow yourself to continue with your craft because it's excellent.
Thank you.
Julie, that sounds like the best advice at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We package everything in old references, but as you say, as you write, Willie, it's you got to start again anew. That's a great affirmation. What about David's point about the super saturation that we're all in these days of music from so many angles?
Yeah, I do think that the whole nature of it is changing quite a bit. I mean... And it has been changing. I mean, the whole idea of celebrity, you know, can be dated as well. And so I think that we went through that phase of of superstars, and we're still in it a bit, but I think it's growing stale a bit. And so I think the fact that there is so much music out there and all of it is given a more and more equal shot at reaching people's ears, it seems like the concept and role of music may shift maybe more back in the direction of an integral part of culture and a pastime, you know, and a way for people to communicate rather than a way for people to become star material or whatever.
And maybe even more locally rooted. Maybe you on Martha's Vineyard, Connor Oberst, Bright Eyes in Omaha, Nebraska,
exactly.
Local pods making it themselves, maybe there in Blackfoot, Idaho. Willie Mason, Nina Violet, it's been great having you in the studio. We hear you stepping up honest, and we really appreciate it. We don't get 21-year-old voices in our ear just every day here, and we're really glad to have it. We wish you good luck. We're really happy to have had you with us. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Willie Mason, his first album, Where the Humans Eat, has just been reissued on Astral Works Records. In a moment, Bob Dylan takes a turn as DJ. We'll go out with a Dylan track, one of Willie Mason's favorites, The Ballad of Hollis Brown. This is On Point. Flower, bad blood, it got you, mare. The rats have got your flower, bad blood, it got you, mare. If there's anyone that knows, is there anyone that cares? He prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. The great boomer bard of American music, Bob Dylan, went from spinning lyrics to spinning tracks yesterday. Dylan turned DJ with the debut of his new XM satellite radio show, formerly entitled The Theme Time Radio Hour, with your host, Bob Dylan.
It's time for Theme Time Radio Hour, dreams, schemes, and themes. Today's show, all about the weather. Curious about what the weather looks like? Just look out your window, take a walk outside. We're going to start out with the great Muddy Waters, one of the ancients by now, whom all moderns prize. One of his early songs on the Chess label, Blow Wind Blow, featuring Jimmy Rogers, Otis Spann, and Lil Walter. From the windy city of Chicago, Muddy Waters, Blow Wind Blow. Here's Muddy.
Muddy Waters and Blow In Blow was the first track on the 64-year-old DJ Dylan's playlist. Every week he'll pick a theme. This week it was weather. And then America's enigmatic troubadour will dig into his record collection and play what fits. It's an unexpected glimpse into the mind of one of the world's most influential musicians. For more on what it reveals, I'm joined now from New York by Alan Light, former editor-in-chief of Vibe, Spin, and Trax magazines, and author of The Skills to Pay the Bills. Alan Light, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, Tom. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you. What do you make of DJ Bob Dylan?
Well, I think it's fascinating. I think that what I think is great about the show is it feels exactly like what you would want it to feel like. Dylan has really, I mean, he spent his whole career, but he's particularly focused the last 10 years or so on sort of plumbing the depths of American music and really trying to solidify his connections to blues and old country music, and you know, that those are the heroes that he grew up with. And this hour really does feel like spending some time with Bob, going through his favorite records and the things that he's thinking about and been listening to, and I just think they did a great job of sort of nailing the feel of it to get across where Dylan is right now.
And Bob Dylan always morphing through his life, but then in some way always the same. We can certainly, for one thing, we can understand him here. It's not the old mumbles Dylan that we used to know. But what about the persona that you hear in the DJ? Is it familiar? Is it new? Is it another twist on the character?
Well, I think it's a character that he's been playing with the last few years. You know, since he grew the sort of riverboat gambler mustache
right.
And started wearing these old Hank Williams style suits on stage and
yeah.
Duster coats. Really, the last few albums have been about really soaking himself in the imagery and the iconography of old American music. And, in the way that he was playing on stage, he was playing songs by the Stanley Brothers and playing some some old blues songs, and I think that this is an extension of the character that we've seen. If there was something that he was going to spend some time actually, as you said, audibly talking about, it was going to be this tradition. And while he's sort of burnishing his legacy, while he still has the opportunity, I think it's his love for this stuff that has really risen to the forefront.
But, you know, it's not just his tradition or what we associate with him. It was eclectic around weather, too. And with that enigmatic Dylan stream of consciousness, let's listen, Alan. Here's Bob Dylan, the DJ, free associating a bit before introducing Frank Sinatra's Summer Wind.
One of those hot, dry Santa Anas that come down through the mountain passes and curl your hair. Oh, yeah. Make your nerve jump and your skin itch. Always on the edge of hellfire. It's hard for people who've not lived on the West Coast to realize how radical the Santa Ana figures in a local imagination. West Coast weather is the weather of catastrophe. The Santa Ana winds are like the winds of the apocalypse. But the summer wind that Frank's singing about may be a little lighter. Come on in, Frank.
I just love, Alan, that the idea of Bob Dylan introducing Frank Sinatra, talking about the edge of hellfire and catastrophe, and then he's got Mr. Las Vegas.
Without tipping his hand too much, I know the second week's theme are songs about Mother, in honor of Mother's Day, and I know that he plays LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out the second week, so he's going to keep you guessing a little bit where the musical sources are going to come from. But I love hearing him play with this persona of the old-time DJ and sort of making corny jokes and these kind of overdramatic presentations, and they bust in with little jingles and fake ads, and he really loves that old American stuff. When he shot the Masked and Anonymous movie a few years ago, he modeled the way that the musical scenes were shot on the way that some old Hank Williams footage at the Grand Ole Opry and some of the old Hank Williams shows had been shot. And he really is a student of that stuff. It's what he grew up in, and finally having the opportunity to really get that across and do it with some humor, but retain the Dylan mystique and mystery in something like that Sinatra introduction.
Alan, we've just got 15, 20 seconds here. Bob Dylan doesn't need to do this. He doesn't need the money, and he says he's being paid less than Howard Stern at Sirius, $500 million over there. Why do you think he's doing it, in a word?
I think if he were able to do 20 of these, let's say, it would really build a body of work and a library of where he came from and what he loves. And I don't think there's any reason for him to do this besides he thinks it's interesting and fun to do.
Well, it's terrific to hear it. What a twist, and great to talk with you about it. Alan, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Alan Light, author of the Bob Dylan entry in the Rolling Stones Illustrated History of Rock and Roll. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time to go. Until next week, you are all my sunshine. If you think the summer sun is too hot, just remember, at least you don't have to shovel it. We'll be here next week on Theme Time Radio Hour.
The dark and the troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. So we meet with the darkness and strife. This sunny side we also may be.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR, National Public Radio.